Phone hacks.
Ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks.
Is that new? I'm starting.
That's our guest, Oliver Clark. You obviously forget the amazing intro that we deploy at the start of every episode, you know?
I did forget.
Man, it's embarrassing. It is. Like, you know, you're a mate, I'm comfortable with you, and I've said this before, I'll draw it out if it's someone, you know, that I'm friends with. Right. But if it's like someone I don't know, or, you know, someone who's like...
You've just got them on for...
For whatever.
For their celebrity status. For their celebrity. To pull in more listeners.
Well, and then I'll rush that intro, so... I'll just be like, ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Oh, welcome to another.
I saw him rush into a little bit and then do the look away of the eyes.
But is it always ring a ding ding?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll lock eyes with the guests when I do it.
But you didn't do it with me.
Today.
We care for you too much. We care for you too much, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I would have liked the look straight up.
Well, the eye contact thing is interesting because if the guest doesn't break eye contact, I'm like, well, we got a fucking alpha standoff on our hands.
This is happening. Yeah. I would have looked away. That's fine.
It's uncomfortable. It's unsettling.
Or I would have joined in. I don't know. It's one of the two. Ring a ding ding. I like that phrase as much as anyone.
Well, we get a lot of shit either because it's so stupid or because there's, you know, some dude, we've talked about him before, that used to be on reality TV that was on Triple J. Right. And that was like his call sign or some shit. And then and also Kyle Legacy claims he came up with it on stage. So
I'm pretty sure someone like Dean Martin was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Ring a ding ding or Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's true.
Ring a ding ding. Something like that. That's the first ever time I've impersonated him. And it wasn't that bad.
It was pretty good.
You could do a real good ring a ding ding.
Yeah. Did he have
a lazy eye?
Lazy eye.
Yeah.
A ringer. Yeah, it really helps do the impersonation launching in if you try and do the lazy eye. You got to embody it.
Oh, man. You know, I love Sammy Davis Jr., one of the most famous black Jews of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. More colloquially known as Bluish. It's true.
Bluish.
Yeah.
Is that just for black Jews?
Or Hebrew, I've heard before, which is probably better.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty sick.
That's good.
That's so good.
Yeah.
There was that great Wondershowsen cartoon, Hebrew.
Oh.
Where he turns into a Jewish bro.
Oh, and shit.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wondershowsen, man. Oh, you forget about that show, but it was goddamn groundbreaking.
I don't know what that is.
It's like evil puppets and just.
How long ago are we talking?
This would have been early 2000s, mid 2000s. Okay. And it was a kid show, but totally for adults. And it was just so dark and fucked up. And
Right. No longer going, obviously.
No. But the guy who did it, he does South Park now.
Great.
Like he's one of the showrunner guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so cool. It was great. But yeah, Hebro, what a great character is like He-Man, but he was a black Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hebro. And they had other ones, like they would have a little kid reporter who would go out and just say the craziest shit to adults and see how they react.
Wow.
And it was like
beat kids.
Yeah. So it was called like kids on the beat, beat kids. Beat kids.
Wow, I will go back and watch something. This would be great.
Dude, totally.
Mate, it's so good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Last time we had you, it was a journey because we saw you visibly cringe when a lot of the Me Too stuff was happening.
Yeah.
It was a very fragile time, and we asked you to do a post where you were looking for two wet t-shirt models to dance with you at a festival in St Kilda
I think it was doing karaoke down on the Yarra or something, on a pontoon or something. But you know what? I was thinking about it. Now I probably would put it up.
Yeah.
But it's easy to say.
I don't know.
But back then it seemed a bit...
Dicey.
Oh, man.
Very dicey.
Yeah, it was...
And it's still dicey now, but I feel like...
But I almost think that's a better angle. I'm not sure we're going to get you to post, like, I'm looking for two models for a wet t-shirt concert. I think it was just straight up you were hosting.
Wet t-shirt karaoke competition.
But looking for models is another layer that's way creepier.
It is way... Well, is that what you want me to do today?
we'll get around to that.
Oh, man. That'd be funny. Go, "Hey guys, got a festival coming up. I'm in the market for two hot lasses to hand out flyers."
Oh, yeah. Must be good looking.
Must be, yeah.
must be
attractive.
Or put the measurements you want down. Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
36, 24, 36.
I love it when like songs, rap songs or whatever put in measurements. I find it very
funny. Was that Baby Got Back?
Baby Got Back puts them in. Yeah. There is another one. That is some excellent, and then there is another one. I forget what it is.
Yeah.
Very funny. Oh, sizes. That is great. Because it doesn't make it, if any dude's listening, he's going to be like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what size dress.
Well, because the Sir Mix-a-Lot lyric is 36, 24, 36, only if she's 5'4".
Yeah. It just makes her look a bit more plump or something.
That is a squat woman with insane curves, right? Yeah. I mean, she's got back, but she also has a huge front as well.
It is a huge front.
Yeah.
But assuming it's inches.
Baby Got Front doesn't have the same.
Also, just looking for a chode woman is not... doesn't have the same ring either.
I like small chodes and I cannot lie. I'd listen to the shit out of that.
Well, I think if I actually put in that I was after an attractive woman, must be 5'4".
Yeah.
Like, it suddenly throws a bit of a curveball out there.
Yeah.
Man, that
is... a mix of like, that's how maybe he got away with it.
Yeah.
As long as you squat.
Yeah.
5'4".
Yeah. And they're like, "Sir Mix-a-Lot, look, you can't just say, I want a huge ass and nice tits and for him to be short, right? Oh. You've written that in the lyrics.
Yeah.
You've got to make it more, you know.
Yeah.
What about the sizes? All right. You're done, you know.
Oh, Bad Mama Jammer.
Yeah, is that the other?
That's the other song.
Measurements?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bad mama jammer. Yeah, and then he goes on to list.
All right.
Anyway, great song, great tune.
Who sings that one?
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yeah.
He's got
the same name twice kind of thing.
Right.
Like Chris Christopherson type of thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, a lot of hipsters and stuff, they'll pull out a blues song at a cafe or whatever, you know, like and stuff like that. Most of them, the dirtiest lyrics ever, just the craziest metaphors. Like,
it is, because we were talking about this before we went on, and it's Taj Mahal's a bit creepy in something.
Well, even Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. It's like, all right, steady on.
Oh, back in the day, just like, even, you know, like Jerry Lee Lewis obviously was renowned, but he was Sweet 16 and all that kind
Beatles,
of stuff.
She was just 17, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you mean you're a pedophile.
You're a better, you know what I mean, tap the nose. Hush, mum's the word. No, it's out there. We know you're a pedophile.
I didn't know. My mate told me the shake, rattle and roll. Right. He didn't know that was just full dirty. It was like,
I didn't know either.
I'm like a one-eyed cat looking in a seafood stall.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like one-eyed cat. You're this mangy one-eyed cat creep.
That's what he's comparing his dick to. Ugh. The one-eyed cat looking in the seafood store. Yeah.
I was listening to this week because I keep revisiting it like once a year, this blues guy called Clarence Carter, and he's got a song called Stroking. I'll be stroking.
Oh, that's great.
Stroking
that song.
To the east, stroking to the west, stroking to the baby that I like best.
Yeah.
And in the bridge it goes something don't be stroking too fast. If your stuff ain't tight enough, I'll stick it in your... I'll be stroking! Very funny.
He bailed right on it.
But it's good. You don't need to spell it out.
Oh, yeah. Keep it kid-friendly.
I mean, the genius that is Clarence Carter.
I mean, stroking, that's a... You know, he's not going for euphemisms there,
he's
really.
Not, it's pretty straight.
It's no seafood store metaphor.
Stroking to the east. Stroking,
Well, because I only realized a few years ago that turning Japanese is all about jacking it.
Mm.
Oh, man, once again.
I know.
Still, there's so much out there I need to learn.
Yeah.
I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
But, there's so many songs that I think back in the day it was okay and acceptable to sort of talk about young love and whatever. Because, you know, Elvis hooked up with a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Pretty gross.
Priscilla, was that?
Priscilla.
Yeah.
It was rife back then.
Oh, dude, it was.
And there's stories, you know, Bowie, obviously, and guitarist for Led Zeppelin.
I loved. Like, I only figured out that the reason they called it the Elvis sandwich, the peanut butter.
Yeah.
What was it? Peanut butter,
banana,
double fried,
double fried. And I was like, when I was a kid, I think my mum told me about it or something. I was like, yuck. But now I'm like, Elvis was onto a good thing there. You know what I mean? Just eating double fried banana sandwiches.
Putting you on the toilet a lot, obviously. Him. And obviously he got a bit clogged up from all the drugs.
Apparently he was on the toilet a lot.
Yeah, we can imagine, right?
Well, that's where he died, right?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh, you didn't know? Yeah.
No, he died on the toilet.
On the throne like a king.
Far out. That is
amazing.
That's great.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Imagine just going, oh, man, this day couldn't get any better.
Talk about a good day. I've had a four poop day today.
Oh man. Dude, I've been a crap factory recently as well. Like, it's weird. You're either parceling them out or... It's not satisfying, I don't think.
Oh no, I'm normally a 2 to 3.
Really?
Four is a bit more, but definitely 2 to 3.
That's a lot.
I just love it.
Yeah. Are you on the double fried banana peanut butter sandwiches?
Triple fried.
Oh man, that's
Man, last time we had you, we threw that option up, but then what did we
herpes?
Oh, that's right.
You just put the word herpes
up
on Facebook.
It didn't get much traction, to be honest, but
the standard thing, from memory, I think people were like, oh, Ollie, this isn't Google or whatever, you know, like that comment.
Yeah.
And then a few likes. And then I want to say someone called it out as a hack.
Someone pretty quick, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was just the word herpes. Nothing else. Not even dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
Which, you know, sort of, I guess, I don't know, suggests a few things, right? Yeah.
Yes.
That I have it primarily.
Yeah. Yes.
Doesn't say what type of herpes.
No. You can get the... There's ones you just like scrub off.
Yeah, the armpit.
Yeah.
That's a thing, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, cool. I'd be like, fuck, that would be the best.
Well, you could kind of itch it as you walk. But it would just be perpetual herpy under the pit.
And how would you even contract it? It would be from like scissoring someone else's pit that had it. Old scissor pits?
Yeah. Old scissor pits over there.
You don't scissor pits, Mike.
Yeah.
What kind of a lover are you? Yeah. Seriously.
Mediocre at
this. Yeah.
Oh, man. I should get my pit scissor on. That's what you're saying. But
we should explain the premise of the podcast, Mike.
Before we get too far in, we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. If something comes up that you don't want to talk about or you want cut from the episode, we don't have a bell anymore. So we've been doing a safe word.
I'm going to roll the dice, maybe.
Eventually. Yeah, roll the dice.
I didn't know that. Sorry, I revealed it too soon. I thought that was just laying around in Kappa's kitchen.
But that's if you tap out. And we actually haven't had anyone tap out.
I live by
the
dice.
Yeah. What for lunch? Come on, snake eyes.
Oh, suicide. Roll again.
but if something comes up and then you want to cut, we're meant to roll the dice and then you do a hack early and then maybe another one at the end.
Right.
But no one's tapped out in a while. We're very guest friendly. We kind of, you know, look for each other to tap out. And no one's done that in ages. I think I did it maybe 6 months ago. I want to say pre-lockdown. But we do safe words now. And we put the guests on the spot to pick the safe word for the episode. So what do you got, OC?
Just the one word.
Yeah.
Roundabout.
Roundabout. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are annoying.
Oh, well, sometimes I can really help with the flow of traffic in a built up population, such as Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Well, that would be, if it was an actual like sex safe word, roundabout wouldn't be too clear. It would sound like, is this guy, does he want to reach around? And
you're
he's
right.
just
yeah, forgot the word. I was armpitting someone and I said roundabout. What is it, pit scissoring? Pit scissoring someone.
Yeah.
I said roundabout. They'd be like, oh, okay, I got to flip over and maybe do the other arm or something.
Or maybe they think you're getting close. You're like, you're really in pain. They've got like burnt tongs on your nuts and you're like, roundabout. And they're like, oh, roundabout, I better go harder.
Keep going. Well, maybe not the best word, but that's the word that sprung.
All right, roundabout is the safe word for the episode. On last week's episode, we had Rohan Ganju. What a favorite guest. Such a good dude.
I love that guy.
So funny.
He's so
funny. And just his temperament is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone else around that has his sort of temperament. You know,
I think he's like a relaxing presence.
Very relaxing presence.
Yeah. So he was such a good guest. You know, he's been on a few times in the past. And Cap and I ended up doing freestyle raps. Mine was about the SAS. Cap was about incest.
Terrible raps. Yeah. They are the worst raps we've done in a while.
How are you doing raps at the moment?
Whenever the dice lands on it.
Whenever the dice says so.
Yeah.
Do you call him Cap now? Like the Avengers kind of
Captain
America?
Yeah, but he's
I am a lot like that.
Because of that?
Yeah, yeah, it's because of my physique.
Of course.
Yeah, he's like Bizarro World Captain America.
Because I throw a shield at...
or a dinner plate.
Yeah.
And Ganju did a pretty bizarre one. He did his best Yoda impersonation.
Right.
But it was Yoda talking about his balls, like little green balls you must touch.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he recorded him saying that and sent it to a guy that threatened Ganju with physical violence in their last interaction.
For such a placid dude, he is instincting all these, you know, instigating all these people just kind of getting angry at him.
They're probably angry at him because he's just too zen. They're like, what the fuck, man? I'm going to have to do something in your life to make you angry.
Yeah. I think that's the best thing with someone that's going at you. They just want fuel for the fire.
So he
just kind of obviously... You know,
and he said
it with his personality.
Yeah,
he sent me. He still hasn't got. He still hasn't got any response from it.
Oh,
but we said that if listeners send in some money or whatever over $5, he will send them a personalized video of him doing Yoda talking about asking them to touch his little green balls.
Yeah, there you go.
And he got a few donations. Yeah, so
what
big
are we
thanks
talking?
To everybody.
We're talking like.
One was 69 cents, which did not
meet the threshold.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Funny but joke.
Very
funny joke. Probably the funniest.
Yeah.
We should really push this because I got a name for it. Cami Yoda.
Cami Yoda. Oh,
we've been sitting
good.
On that for a little bit.
Oh, dude, just thought of it just then.
Just
I'm
then,
like,
bang.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Cami quick. Yoda, I
it's not like
it.
I sat on that for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ganju, fantastic guest as always. And then, yeah, I guess that's just going to run forever if you want to contact Ganju.
Yeah.
Give him $1. Because he gave his bank details on the episode.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, he got messages from people with their emails and he's... sending the video, so that's going to be hilarious.
But he needs $5 per...
Yeah, he needs over $5 to do, I reckon.
Was that what we said, $5?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. 69.
It sounds like a good amount. Worthwhile to take a minute out of your day.
Yeah, 69 cents isn't going to cut it. That's
not
going to cut it.
You're not even picking up your phone.
No. You might as well be doing something else, like... I don't know.
You turn your phone over for 69 cents.
Yeah. There is no way I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Should we just get into the phones then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Clockwise, anti-clockwise?
So hand our phones to the left and I'll spin the wheel each time for each individual phone. So I'll start OC. I'll pass my phone to you. You pass your phone to Capper when we get around to it. And then, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Are you nervous about anything? OC, do you?
Probably,
you're are you a dick picker? Or
I
no?
think I'm nervous about the fact that you're an Oppo user and you're trying to operate my iPhone.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
you're well across the piece of
man,
shit.
Man, what are you?
No,
is this Siri?
I like the term, are you a dick picker? That's it sounds.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a dick picker. It's like the idea, and I've never even thought of doing it until a stand up once did it on stage, but he said he. Just sits there and puts his thumb under his foreskin, which would not apply to you, Mike.
No, nope, not at
but,
all.
Under the foreskin and just like rim it around, just in contemplation. And I've never thought about doing that.
Wow. No.
That's like
never.
A schmegma cleaning.
That's like dick picking to me. If you've got a nail, you're picking off whatever's going on.
Oh,
dude,
man.
I don't know how
that
you guys.
Is fucking horrible.
Isn't it? I mean.
Was this comic good?
It was very good, actually. So it was a good joke because you know, the imagery that comes along with that is pretty great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you say who it is? You don't want to say who it is, this dick picker?
Oh, but no. It's just, anyway, I guess it's his joke. I probably shouldn't have even
said it. Oh, it's not his joke.
No, he's actually in the UK now. He's been over, been over there for years.
It did sound like you said, Ben Knight just then.
Oh,
we'll just say it's 90s.
No.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You went, Ben Knight. I think you said.
Better not.
Yeah.
Better not.
But it's so funny because I thought Knighty would have a joke like that because he does have a foreskin joke about his mate keeping 50-cent coins.
50-cent coins up there, right. And when he did that on stage, it did remind me of my mate who did the other one. So
I think, doesn't ATB have the ultimate foreskin joke about...
has he been given this mantle? Like, has someone awarded him the crown?
Is that a foreskin or the urethra?
Oh, urethra.
It's
right.
A urethra bit.
Yes. Urethra Franklin. There's a character for you.
It's a great character.
Yeah.
I've used that.
Have you? It's funny. It's sitting right there.
Man, I came up with a joke the other day. And you know when you come up with a joke and you're like, it's too obvious.
Yeah.
And it was literally like, you know, and it was so obvious that I went, it's got to be even a Christmas cracker gag. But it was just like, you know, Tutankhamun always had trouble with women. I guess he had mummy issues.
Right?
There's heaps of it.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
That's a Christmas cracker.
And it's a Christmas cracker gag.
Yeah.
How do you put a good spin on it though?
Well, if it's been done, I don't want to do it.
I love doing
but
the
also
ones.
It's a gag, which I don't do that many of.
Part of my character on stage is being a terrible comedian.
No.
What a good way.
No, don't put yourself
in. Character in quotes.
Character. It's all under my control.
Yeah.
It's never been out of my control. If anyone listening to the show has seen me have a bad set.
It was all through choice.
You're part of the joke.
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you, idiot. I was controlling it the whole time. Really, I'm an alternative comic. Misunderstood.
Art.
Misunderstood.
It is art.
I would probably, the way to mix that up is go, you know, Tutankhamun, and I would just explain who Tutankhamun is.
You would go
and
that.
With the mummies,
uh-huh.
And then go, you know, he had mums. Looks like he had dad issues or something like that, and then go, I fucked it up.
Lead them one way, take them the other. God, that's a classic move.
Go.
But I love it.
Yes.
I love that.
Misdirection.
That's not bad. The misdirection, that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
the thing is, any joke that is wordplay has been done a million times over.
True, right?
You know? It's just because there's, especially with Twitter and everything now, there's, you know, a billion people trying to arrive at a joke and wordplay. People you think of puns, even if, you know, you're not directly looking for a joke.
And essentially they're dad jokes, right?
Well,
they're never going to get a belly laugh.
Yeah.
They're never going to get a belly laugh.
No.
But if you deliver it like Kappa just suggested, it's going to go down way better.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, totally. And even it's sitting in my draft tweets because I thought of it and then I searched it. And the joke was, will I get COVID-19 if I haven't seen COVID 1 through 18, right? And then I was like, oh, that's good. Yeah. But then I was like, surely it's been done.
Surely. Yeah.
And I just searched it on Twitter and it was like 1,000
exactly.
people have done that fucking
joke. So did you
joke.
Say you've done it? Or?
No, I didn't. No. It's just sitting in the drafts, you know, because I was like, oh, I can't. In good conscience, that knowing it's been done over and over.
So, at least you've got good ethics there.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, the strive for originality is something I enjoy.
Yeah.
You don't want to, I mean, if someone's doing a gag around town, you don't want to step on, not just step on the turf, but you want to be different from them. Like, why would you know, want that? But a lot of people seem to have no sort of,
oh, yeah, especially online. If you're not a comic, who gives a shit? It's just but the fascinating thing about that joke is that I could see people who had tweeted it at a certain date and it went okay. They got a bit of traction and then someone tweeted it weeks after them and it went crazy, you know?
Oh man, I would hate that.
Oh, you would feel so bad, you
Wouldn't
know?
You? Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just fucking Twitter,
the internet is, they're ruthless. Isn't it? Wasn't there the Jewish guy?
Oh,
Jew?
Fat Jew. Wasn't he renowned for doing that kind of stuff?
It was him and then Fuck Jerry and they were all just ripping content wholesale. And
just
they didn't,
gross.
I mean, because they just didn't have any qualms about it because they're like, whatever, it's content.
It's on the internet, it's there.
Yeah.
But then once they got called out, now they credit people, but it's, I mean, I don't think anyone cares. And even getting credited and going, you know, on Fuck Jerry or whatever, I don't think it's going to boost your profile. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No one's going to go, oh, I wonder who that comic genius was that just posted that.
Yeah.
But it's also it reminds me of Robin Williams. I don't know the exact stories of what went on there, but I heard that he was stealing new comics bits and then bringing it to the Tonight Show, but then sending them a check for a couple of thousand or something.
So he wouldn't ask permission or anything.
No, he'd just do it, rip it. And then that's what I heard. It could be absolutely wrong.
No, is pretty well known that if you were on stage and you saw him come in the room, just start doing all your worst shit.
Right.
Because he was they said he's like a sponge, right? He would just hear something crush and it would just go in his brain. And because, you know, he was all improv and running around and shit.
Yeah.
And so it would just come out.
Running.
Yeah, he was
running
great
around.
Improv.
Yeah.
God, have you seen him run? He do it?
Oh, dude. Yeah, wacky suspenders, all the fucking
apparently because he was coked up during that stage, he was taking a lot of people's bits. And he said, oh, look, I'll just write you a check if I took your bit. And they'd do that. But then he said, like, here's how fucking shit comedians are. A lot of them would just walk up to him and just say they'd done his bit. He'd done his bit. He's like, oh, yeah, no worries. I'll write you a check. And wow. He hadn't done his bit.
Beautiful. Oh, that's good. I don't mind that one bit.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So, Mike, let's get into your phone.
All right. Spinning,
what have you got for us, Mike?
Spinning the wheel. See what OC is.
I'm kind of keen to
spin that wheel.
See what Mike's got because we went on a little road trip together on the weekend.
I got a glimpse into that on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was at Spleen and I couldn't wait to share the story.
Did I just do something wrong by saying
no.
No.
Oh, God.
Not at all.
He's going to hurt me after this. But no, it sounded very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was, and I actually kind of burned it, the story on a Dum Dum episode. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt bad because it was such a good story for Capper and I. And then I'm using it on the In Superior podcast.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're just going to have a chat. No concept. Just fucking. Just like, oh, we're the Dum Dum. G'day, dickhead. Like, yeah, fuck off. You burn your story on that.
It is draft tweets. Draft tweets.
Oh, so, great. These have always been interesting. Right. Mike had a few opinions last week. He just had a draft tweet that said, how come women never buy cocaine? This fucking sucks.
I said women never have to pay for cocaine. It's fucking bullshit. Which is not wrong.
I just love it how he wrote that out of rage. Just out of rage.
I think I was transferring someone some money for a bag and I was like, hold on.
Hang on a minute. Someone didn't chip in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so these are the draft tweets. So just this one has been read out before, but all the others have at it. See what pops up.
There was a couple of crackers in there last week.
Well, one just before recording this episode, because I was going through it because I want to get rid of shit that we've talked about before.
Oh, really?
And I just tweeted it right before recording. And so once we're done recording, I'm going to check back in and see how viral.
See how viral this thing's got, huh? Yeah.
See if the fat Jew has contacted me yet. Ollie's got a little smirk.
I actually enjoy a lot of these.
Yeah.
But the one that really just got me, and it's just, I love it because it just conjures up images, and I'd love to see where you were going with this, but
yeah.
Is if coronavirus affected dogs.
It's
that whole fish out of water kind of thing,
you know? Yeah. So that one was basically, I was actually talking to Limo, and he was saying, oh, I tried to watch John Wick, and my wife made me turn it off right after the dog dies, right? That's not a spoiler for anyone for John Wick,
that's
I hope.
That's the premise of the film.
Yeah, it's the first 10 minutes.
Imagine if you went, oh, that was a great film.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, totally, because, and my partner as well, if an animal dies, she refuses to watch it. Like, we tried watching the Michael Vick 30 for 30 documentary, and he was running dog fights, and she was just like, obviously not into it at all. But when
Does she eat meat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She eats dog. It's weird.
She was eating a dog while we're watching it.
Well, those pugs. Anyway,
a dog sandwich.
So it made me think that if the premise, I guess, is that if coronavirus like killed dogs, there would have been a vaccine within the first month. Because people are expendable, but dogs or pets is out of the question.
So then, yes. Yeah.
The people's emotions attached to animals is insane.
Yeah.
It's so huge.
So, I mean, I think it definitely, obviously, in pop culture, movies, TV, if an animal dies, you feel way more affected than if someone gets shot in the face or something, right? You know?
Even in real life, I'll be honest, like, I feel more, you know, empathy for animals that are just hurting than humans.
Yeah.
At least humans can go, it hurts here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animals just can't tell you where it's hurting. They're just in pain.
Oh, dude. Well, that's what I'm saying. So if the death toll in Melbourne was like 800 dogs, we would all, as a society, have collapsed, you know, like just seppuku, shame, you know, because allowing dogs to die seems way worse than people.
People.
Yeah.
For sure.
And because even these fucking sadists out there that are like, they're all over 65, who gives a shit? And you're like, you are that evil of a cunt, you know, to say that? But I think if it was dogs, we would have had a cure.
Oh, am I wrong in saying that there was a dog that got coronavirus? I know there was a lion at one point.
It sounds like a zoo. That sounds like the worst Air Bud plot for the dog that got coronavirus.
Yeah, it's just, you know how it's usually those stories are a kid and they're a bit of a loser at school and they get this fucking stinky dog or whatever, homeless dog, and then it can play basketball and it's just a dog that's got coronavirus. And then it dies and the kid's just still getting picked on at school and it changes its life.
Yeah. So the tweet didn't go out and I haven't tried it. I mean, obviously gigs only just went back, but I just think it's just more of a statement. People would just go, huh, yeah. You'd rather than that's funny, you know? Mm.
Yeah. Humorous.
Humorous.
Mm. Humorous thought.
And I am more of a humorist than a comedian.
See, that's funny because I was just going on I thought there was going to be some elaborate, imagine how that would affect the world kind of thing.
Dogs,
which that's what I was enjoying.
Right. Sort of, dogs with little masks.
Really cute. Just putting what we do onto dogs.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be...
You're right, because...
You wouldn't teach them to shake anymore.
No.
See, this writes itself.
Yeah. just paw bump.
You're right about the hurt thing, Mike, because, animals don't know. I remember once my mum fed our dog like a bunch of spare ribs, probably too many, and he just wolfed them down real quick. She didn't realize he was going to wolf them down that quick.
Yeah.
And he went crazy and you could tell he couldn't shit. Like he would bend down and just kind of nothing would come out. And you could just tell the poor guy was in pain. So I had to hold his jaws open while Dad poured sunflower oil. You pour sunflower oil down there.
Right.
So he's just like, this is the worst fucking, it went from the best day ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just watching him be so puzzled yet so in pain was the worst thing I could ever watch.
Probably with those spare ribs with a dry rub, that is dry.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's like
you need the smoky barbecue, right?
It's so weird. It's so weird. It's defeating the steps of cooking. You're meant to put the oil in the pan first. Like, you're not meant to eat the food, then fucking grease up the pan after.
It's gross. Don't they do that to humans too? Just castor oil just to kind of get it through you?
Yeah.
Humans, I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Those humans.
You're not that fit, mate. You know, no, you're looking good, but you're not superhuman.
Go ahead, choose another one. See whatever else popped up.
I'll go down a bit. A lot of COVID going on in here.
Yeah.
Mike's a little COVID. He's a little
COVID boy.
Yeah, he's a little. He observes things. You know?
I think a lot of that was in lockdown where I would just be on the couch and I go, I'll come back to that or that one shit. And I just left in draft tweets.
Has anyone done the joke? COVID-19 really fucked me. But at least. She was above age.
Sorry, I was reading.
You didn't miss much. So COVID is the name of the
person, and 19 is their age.
It's bad.
Pretty good.
I can imagine that working. Yeah.
Can you?
COVID. Does it sound like a name?
You're on your own with this one because I couldn't imagine.
COVID.
But when do you say someone's name and then their age? You never go, when I'm talking about my partner, I don't go, Shannon, 14.
Yeah, she did it.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, very nice. All right.
Okay, here's one. Guys, come to my party in St. Kilda right now. We're all maskless and mouth-fucking.
Right. So I think a version of that one out. Again, another corona thing. You remember, I want to say it was the middle of lockdown, and then they were showing the newscast on the beach in St. Kilda,
right.
And it was just no one had a mask on, and they're all grabbing the news reporter, and he seems into it. And so that blew up, and so everyone was obviously complaining about it on Twitter, so that one would have been just me, a little cheeky, come to my party.
That sounds like another...
It was timely, right? In a timely tweet.
Oh, a lot of this shit is dated, after a few days, I'm sure. And that's probably when I come back to it, I'm like, maybe it'll come up on the pod, but otherwise it will never leave the draft tweets.
Right.
But it's also funny to make someone tweet something that's so dated and was of a time and have them think it's fuck the most topical shit.
Yeah, but people sometimes do that and then just add on too soon.
Yeah. Because actually I let it get to me when comic in Sydney that I'm not even that close with. I tweeted a joke about Michael Jackson's Thriller video where I said in Thriller, he starts off as a werewolf and then he's a zombie and then he's a werewolf again at the end. So weird that the ultimate monster he settled on was pedophile, right? And I thought, Capper knows I watch a lot of video hits and, you know, MTV Classic. And so that's probably just why I saw the video and I was like, there's a joke.
Right.
And all the comic commented on it was topical. And I was just like, oh, it like actually fucking annoyed the shit out of me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. But well, man, it is for you. You just watched the video.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, do you remember?
But you did say video hits. That is also dated.
Oh, yeah.
So, wonderful. Unless you've been recording them on your VHS.
I have them all on VHS right. And I go back.
Many hours. many.
He does have Music Max playing all the time. It's great.
It's great.
You don't have CMC? Good.
CMC, I can't get into. It's a little too.
Oh, it's late night drinking. It's like let's just see, pretty much 2 hours of the same video clip. Played.
Yeah.
But it is.
They're always shot beautifully, which is so weird.
They are, but they're shot now. But they look like they're done in the '80s, like what they're wearing and shit. It's what they're old. But you know, the fashion was good, I guess.
Is CMC not
short shorts and the like?
It's country music.
Yeah, country music channel.
I think because Tosh has a great joke where he said, "I fell asleep watching CMC and I woke up racist." Like, it's just, it's good.
It really subconsciously gets in there.
Yeah, there wouldn't be one white guy in a film clip, you know?
Well, it's all white guys.
One black guy in a film clip. But no, I was saying that they're quite diverse now.
Yeah.
It's true.
I was sticking up for him.
Yeah, well, wasn't Hootie and the Blowfish that had a...
Oh, that guy's huge.
Yeah, he's huge, but he's country.
Yeah, he's country
so
now.
So there's not many black dudes that are like, or women that are just in there, are there?
No.
Like, it really is a...
No, usually the women transfer over to pop.
Like the Taylor Swift.
Like Trisha Yearwood and Taylor Swift and Shania.
Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, how do I live without
how
you?
How do I live?
Oh, what a great song.
It's the way you love me.
I always thought about the, that's This Kiss by
Oh, she's married to Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Forget it.
You guys are fucking lost me.
Anyway.
Do you reckon when keep going.
No, I always think of Con Air when I think of How Do I Live.
Yes.
Which is crazy that it was a soundtrack to Con Air. So good. But in the end where they play the song and he's got the bunny that he bought for his daughter that he's never met.
Yeah.
And he picks it up out of the gutter and then he shows it to her and she's like, I'm not taking the bunny. And then the mum goes, hey, be appreciative. You take the bunny. I was like, yeah, if some fucking dude just jumped out of a burning plane.
Right.
And you know...
handed you a bunny. What the fuck is this?
You'd be like, I would run.
You'd go, what are your motives, buddy?
Yeah.
What's
in
it for you?
So I do talk to strangers now. Got Con Air too, and his daughter gets kidnapped by some prisoner walking up with a dirty bunny.
Yeah. I don't know if nothing else sprang out at you in the tweets. We could just.
It's a tough one when you're reading those things and trying to listen to what you two are saying as well. I realize you're talking while I'm doing that, so I can look at it, but I'm still trying to.
Man, you got to be multitasking on this podcast.
All ears and all eyes.
Obviously, Mike didn't brief you before this, and I'm really wishing he did.
Yeah.
One of the dot points I said, make sure the guest is multitasking.
Yeah. Well, I would have practiced for a few days leading up.
Yeah.
Well, oftentimes on this pod, there's one person that's checked out because either they're passing their phone over or if we do a hack and then we got some episode left, if you've done a hack that you hate, you're just looking at your phone. Yeah. So... no big deal. Like, that's fine.
Right,
I think there's
part of the biz.
Okay, spinning the wheel.
What have I got to go through, Ian? Man, you got 65,000 unopened emails.
You better believe it.
65.
I'm proud of it.
That's fucking crazy. My OCD wouldn't allow that. Like, I just, even if I have like a bubble that says two or three, it just drives me nuts.
My OCD loves it.
Really?
Oliver Clark's dick.
Oh!
It's a gag I use on stage, but you put it out there. I had to take it out.
Yeah.
It's always big, always clean. It's at exact measurements.
Yeah.
And never reads email.
Yeah. And it touches a doorknob three times before entering a room.
It was at 6.1.
That's actually really
You can take
I
it.
Like
yeah.
It actually has OCD. Oh, God.
It was six. It's 6 inches. It was actually 6.1, but I had to lop a bit off.
all right. So 65,000 emails, though.
All right.
That's crazy. How do you weed through? Do you just not delete?
I don't read them. Why would I spend time, if there's something there, why would I spend time to swipe and delete? That's a lot of time doing that.
Well, now it is. Now it's 65,000.
I don't need. You know what I did last time? So that's probably, I'm back up to there. Got to that before and I lumped them all into a folder.
Yeah.
And started afresh going, I might just start keeping this clean, but here we are.
Shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How so long? This is the second time round.
Yeah. Second time round.
How long to get up to 65K?
Well, we're talking since email. That's my original Hotmail account.
Dawn of electronic mail.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. The Jesus. Dawn.
All right. Seeing what Capper is going through in OC's phone. I cannot remember what we went through last time you were on, but you don't need Twitter.
You went through mine last time because you were to the left of me.
Good memory. Yeah. It's camera roll. Is it going to be?
No, you go for it.
Well, you got roundabout at your disposal.
Yeah, I do have roundabout.
Yeah. So,
what? You got it? Like, sorry, what's this first thing? Is that like a yoga mat?
All right. So, well, I took that literally just before I came. That is, I'm creating a miniature set. Yeah. So I'm going to be doing an infomercial on Oliver Clark's official Spotify playlist.
Great.
With all my greatest hits.
Oh, wow.
And so I want to be on a sound, this kind of 60s, 70s looking soundstage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, fuck, that's going to cost a fair bit to actually create. So I thought, I'll try making a miniature, film it. I've got a thing that kind of rolls at a certain pace so I know how to, and then green screen me onto it at that same pace, you know, as the camera's moving and stuff. We'll see if it works, but I'm enjoying building this little miniature. They're quite fun.
Man, so that is great.
So, but when the lights are on and stuff, it's got the globes, you know, and everything, which are just fairy lights, but it's like...
You are a nutcase. That is so awesome. But that is actually, so great.
There's a picture where I sort of superimposed myself on it a bit earlier back.
Wow.
Just as an idea, so I had an idea of what it would look like.
But there you are, a renaissance man.
Yeah, that is great, man.
I love doing live visual production and audio production. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. But the problem is I want to be in front of the camera. And that's so that's kind of what it will look like.
Gotcha. Man, that looks awesome.
Yeah, that looks
sick. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool.
Did you do that artist rendition as well?
I just did that just in photos.
Jesus Christ. It's crazy when I meet someone that's just so insanely talented because it makes me realize all my limitations.
Man. But there's a bit of me that goes, because I love doing all this stuff, it takes away from the goal.
Yeah.
And so I get sidetracked so easily, and that's been... I'm sure to my detriment.
Right.
I mean, I'm obviously at the height of my career right now.
Man, you're on the Phone Hacks podcast, bro.
It's hard at the top, I tell you. It really is. It's hard to stay here, I guess. And I was big in El Salvador. Spotify.
You got a Spotify screenshot here. El Salvador loved you the most.
The most.
Did you release is it Portuguese in El Salvador or is it maybe obviously Spanish?
It's Mexico? Where is it?
Mexican.
Down it's Mexico.
Not way. A language.
Down Mexico. Spanish.
Yeah. But when you're watching the country music channel, I get it. You're like, now they speak Mexican or some shit.
Oh, I feel horrible. So that's what I was. Oh, sorry. You need to look at that. I'm commenting on my own phone.
But so why do you think El Salvador embraced the OC?
Who knows? Maybe I had the Making Muffins song.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe they love cats.
Yeah.
Maybe they love it.
Yeah. Is that still, because that was 2 years ago, I want to say. Mm. Great. It's so good.
Oh, thanks.
Anyone who's listening, check out Making Muffins by Oliver Clark.
Oh, man. It's the best song.
Yeah.
Great film clip.
Yeah. It's fun.
But I loved your other one as well, Hawaiian Girl. That was good. I'm a closet fan. I'm a big fan.
Oh, man. And I love doing that so hard because I love Hawaii, much like you do, Goldstein. Yep.
I have not been. Again? I was meant to go, but someone's wedding got canned.
I know. That's my fault. Whoops.
I've even got an I Love Hawaii sticker on the back of my car.
Oh, man, that's great.
I love it. But it's so much fun. But I was over there and I wanted to film this special of me just singing my song, that one song, Hula Hawaiian Girl, which I created. In there, but I was sort of on holiday with my girlfriend and I was like, fuck, if I just spend time doing this, she's going to hate me. So I'd literally go around filming locations and went, I'll just green screen myself in later. And so that's what I had to kind of do. And then I'll just sort of do a almost travel documentary of Hawaii, but make up facts.
Right.
Oh,
that's mixed in with the song.
Right. Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's real funny. Yeah, like I it like just it. Kept going.
It kept crazy. Going. Yeah. It goes for like 8 minutes. Yeah, 8 minutes. It's just like Hawaiians, the land of umbrellas. They love them. Look at this guy, and he's just sitting like best mates, having the time of their lives.
I loved the man. The covers you were doing. I would watch them every week. It was Lansing, so good.
Yeah,
oh
thanks.
Man, so good.
Hard work though, just doing that shit.
Yeah,
It's as far as just filming and singing it.
You know, because like I remember, man, wasn't it crazy? Were you doing them? You know, like when Richard Cheese did it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Was he an inspiration, or were you doing them before that?
No. Well, he was great, and I didn't really know much about him, and I did cop some flack from people going, "Oh, you're a fucking Richard Cheese hack," or whatever. Yeah. Like, fair enough. I didn't know he'd already done.
Like, I'm covering a song in a different style.
But like,
yeah, only Richard Cheese did that.
That's what I mean. Like Paul Anka's done it.
Yeah.
Like, there's Richard Cheese. There's Paul
Anka. Those people.
And I'm sure there's another few. There's definitely another one. I forget his name. But it's been going for a long time. It's not an original concept.
There's whole albums that are just lounge songs that are covers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like there's one, the Smashing Pumpkins cover of 1960.
Right.
Whatever.
1979.
1979 is one of the best lounge songs.
Well, maybe that was Richard Cheese. I don't know.
No. This is just like classic or, you know, huge pop songs done in the style of lounge.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not, and that's why I'm like, well, it's, but I just didn't want to have, do a song that someone's already been done, but I did do one that he had done, and I think that was a mistake. I didn't realize. See, I just don't know that much about it.
I mean, you put together all the instruments and everything yourself.
Yeah.
You play them because it sounds so good.
Thanks, brother. It was like literally 3 days to create the backing track. Then I had to film it with one camera, but I did like 5 or 6 angles. And originally I was singing live on each take, so I had to sing it like 7 or 8 times. And often I'd forget to press record. So I'm like, fuck, you know, where you just get really angry. And then and then I'd edit, and editing with those different mic takes was just brutal. And so I think the last two I just mimed, which made it so much easier.
But
creating that backing track, big band style, took 3 days.
Yeah.
Man.
And that's quick, I think.
Wow, that is really quick.
But it took, you know, 4 or 5 days of my week up. That's why I stopped. It's too much.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Sustain.
You got to check them out. We'll put them in the group, in the Phone Hacks podcast group. And
just abuse me for being a poor man's Richard Cheese.
Oh, dude.
Just abuse Oliver.
Yeah.
He deserves abuse. He's not a good guy.
But check out the original stuff too. Definitely way better.
Now, man, I've got something that's pretty embarrassing.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
I've come unstuck with a photo like this.
Oh, shit.
It's a screenshot. The screenshot.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Read it slow.
It says.
Probably not even a.
Goal. Own TV show. Prioritize web series.
Are you going to tap out here?
It says stand up. Local gigs. Edinburgh Fest. Edinburgh is spelt wrong.
That would have been an autocorrect
as
well.
Edinburgh.
Oh.
Just look.
So this is like a vision board.
In-state gigs.
This is my mood board.
Yeah.
Not even a mood board. It's a vision board. I'm trying to. I'm not going to tap out on this.
Oh, no. Good. Own it.
Because this is like.
I don't own mine. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I went through my phone before, obviously, and I thought I'd gotten. So now I'm just like, you know, it's good to have goals, and this is just the steps I need to take them.
Is that what you left it in, to inspire the listeners out there?
That's right, everybody. If you need to shoot for anything, just do Edinburgh Comedy Festival. Fringe Festival.
Well, because I have something similar. It's actually in the notebook. It's something like that where it's like shit you want to accomplish, but it stayed it's the same now as it was at the beginning of the year, you know? And it's just like, I'll be looking through the notebook and I'm like, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I can't finish anything.
Well, it's like, it almost, it's like that thing where you go, you want to feel ashamed of having that, but it's like, like, who doesn't have goals? And if you don't and you're trying to do something, why wouldn't you have goals?
Oh, dude.
And I think that's been my thing always, where I haven't really had a clear goal of what I want.
Yeah.
But I'm just shooting for a few things, man, and that's...
There's nothing wrong with that, but the two funny things are the last two sentences.
Of
them is says, go on other podcasts, and then in brackets... to promote yourself.
Oh, my God!
It's happening.
So
it's happening.
The dream has come true.
So you're not just coming on because you're friends with us. You're coming on to promote yourself.
Oh, this is
the worst way to find out.
I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't want to tell you, but here we are.
No, I'm happy we could facilitate your hopes and dreams. Yeah. And,
well, great. Now, that being said, I'm doing the luau on Monday.
There we go.
The 14th. When is this coming out?
This will be out on Monday.
The 14th.
Great. Well, the 14th, I'm doing a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show at the Luau in the city. It's a Christmas show, so I'll be singing songs with a few carols in there.
Yeah.
And a bit of pitter-patter in between each song. And then, so I did that two shows. And then on the Saturday, the 19th, I'll be doing the exact same thing with go-go dancers.
There you go.
Man, and you've got to go see Oliver Clark.
Oh.
You're one of my favourite performers.
Yeah.
You're so funny. And I'm not just saying this because you're right here. It's if I ever had a wedding or whatever, you would be the singer. You're so good.
He would give you prima nocta on whoever he's marrying. That's how much he's blowing smoke up your ass.
What did you say?
Oh, you have the rights to whoever he marries sleep with her first.
Is that a Jewish term?
No, that's like an old school
prima nocta.
King's term.
Oh, wow.
The king of a land had prima nocta over every bride.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my
That's
God.
It's true.
Hey, I like the look of her. Yeah, I'm going to take her.
I'm watching prima nocta porn all the time, man. I just want to see some fucking royalty plow some blushing bride. It's amazing.
It's pre-sex with an octopus.
Yes, the octo.
Oh, man. And, then the last.
I'd happily sing at your wedding. You know that.
No, man. It'd be so good. And, I'm not going to even put that prima nocta thing out because, every woman has a crush on Oliver Clark. Every lady.
Well,
every
very,
lady.
Very nice to
Taken
say.
Or not. And then the last dot
one.
Point, man, was just, this is so brutal, be funny on Insta.
Jesus.
That's cutting.
That's real bad, isn't
that's
it?
I would have fucking roundabouted the shit out of that.
Man. Like,
no, I'm kidding.
Don't put it in my head. But because I know and the truth being is that it's trying to go, well, what am I doing on it? So where you just there probably should be some kind of angle or that you're taking on Insta. Everyone's got their thing that they're doing. I don't really have that thing, and let alone doing anything much on social media. I don't do too much on social media.
Yeah.
That's because I haven't really had the inclination because I haven't really felt the funny for a while. You know the real funny?
Yeah.
I kind of lost it there for a couple of years, I think, where I was just kind of like, I'm keeping my feet wet doing stand-up and I'm doing relatively funny things, and lucky I was on Kinney because that kind of kept me kind of in the game more than I would have been if I wasn't doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And then, but now I'm actually feeling funny again.
Man, so I actually think it's a good reminder. Well, because comics should be funny
this is
on Insta.
Brutal, isn't it?
No, because honestly, because
a lot of
comics are like, we'll post shit like always be hustling and like back on the grind, and it's like, who is this for? And like, is this gross?
It's about knowing your audience, right? I guess. And it's not like I want to treat it as a business.
Yeah.
You know, which a lot of people will try and do.
Yeah.
There are comics out there and just go, oh, that's don't do that. Like, I can see exactly what you're doing. That's gross. You know? So it's just about going, oh, well, what am I doing on Insta?
Well, man, that
maybe just follow that, and that's the way at least I can constantly be a bit more entertaining and whatnot.
Right.
Well, that is a valid point.
Be funny. Was that in parentheses?
Yeah, it was be funny on Insta. It was just great.
Oh,
at least it didn't say like be funny in real life.
Yeah, imagine.
That would be worse.
That would be worse.
It's like, but man, I do have to, because sometimes for some reason on social media you want to get deep. You don't want to get deep, but you want to reveal something about yourself.
Yeah.
And every time I go to do that sometimes I'm like, no, just like this is all a laugh. It's all a joke.
Yeah.
That's what this podcast has taught me.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all a joke. Who cares?
Mm.
Sometimes there'll be a nice photo. I'll just take a nice photo.
Right.
But really.
And I was falling into that trap of taking those kind of nice things and putting nice-ish things, just, putting your cat up. It's like, who the fuck gives a shit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not.
There are some people who appreciate the shit out of cat content. I am one of them. And
true. And I've had good feedback from my cat posts, but I try not to do them that often.
Oh, because you don't want to be the weird cat.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Also, the cat isn't funny. I saw some photos then. It's a beautiful cat.
She's a beautiful cat.
You need a crazy looking cat, a real manky looking cat.
And the mankies. I let my cat Doris out a couple of weeks ago. And I kind of monitor her, but I was like, I'll open the door. She can go out.
Yeah.
And this is concrete. There's no grass anywhere. So she's on the street kind of thing, on the pavement. But I was making toast. I'm like, I'm hungry. I'll quickly get out there and monitor her. And then just as I'm about to walk out, I see this. And she comes racing in, you know, puffed up like a balloon, runs into one of the bedrooms, and then I see this dog just charging into my house after it. So I shut the door, and the dog goes into my room, just starts snooping, walks past me, runs past me, starts eating her cat food.
Oh.
And then the owner just goes, ah, I'm so sorry.
Runs in as well.
I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Fuck. Now you guys are together, you and the owner, and it was a meet cute.
Well, I shut the door behind her. Let's just say that.
There you go. But that's weird. Someone
running, climbing out the window. I was like, please call me back.
Yeah. Because of the.
You've got my number?
I wrote the number on the dog's collar. I'll be passing it through the window.
Because in the States, if a stranger enters your house, you're legally entitled to murder that person. So
I don't know if that's right. But
it is right.
Yeah. In the States or here?
Well, I'm saying in the States. I'm saying not here. But
Hawaii,
I'm saying.
Definitely.
Oh, Hawaii. You would have been well within your
this
rights.
This is why.
You put a lay over them and then just stab them. I think it's.
This is why Mike no longer practices law.
No, that's a legal precedent.
Is
sure.
that right?
No.
Also, another tidbit I heard was in the state of Victoria, just Victoria, you're allowed to record the conversation you have with anyone without them being aware, just in Victoria.
I think, we've come across some legal issues trolling people in the past, and that's definitely. But then it gets tricky if it's the conversation is with someone in another state, and then there's federal law. Yeah, it's a real shitstorm.
Oh yeah, on the phone. I just assume it's a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Ah, that's crazy.
I'm constantly wearing a wire.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Just because it feels good.
This whole conversation's recorded right now.
Yeah, man.
What?
Yeah. We got three wires.
Whoa, shit. We got to get into Capper's phone before we do the hacks. So spinning the wheel to see what I'm looking at in the piece of shit Oppo.
Ooh, it's somehow getting more worn and worn. It's kind of beyond a joke now how much this is cracking and destroyed. I'm just, you know.
It's falling apart. This is Capper search history.
Search history?
Search history.
Oh, God, that could be a... Yeah, I haven't looked in this for a while.
Okay, so you got that pulled up.
Ooh,
search history.
Oh, God.
Straight away, Suffolk man had sex with 450, and then it's cut off. Like, I can click on it, but do you remember what you're looking at there?
Yes, that Suffolk man had sex with 450 tractors.
Oh, God.
It's someone like all your content me. Tractor base. Yeah. 450, what an appetite.
Yeah, they had to put him on a register because he was just doing so many sex acts with the tractors.
But where do you... Is it on like a pipe based scenario? Like, where do you fuck a tractor?
I don't
know. Yeah, you do know. You do. Come on, you know.
Well, the exhaust is way up on the roof, so you'd have to be a tall man.
And the exhaust points up, so you'd have to get up and like kind of teabag.
Maybe he doesn't
down.
Need to get up. You know, maybe he's.
I mean, you got the linkages, but they're pretty. It's hard to get. Hard to get in. They're kind of like a dick and a pussy, the hydraulic linkages.
Yeah. What constitutes...
So he just takes one of the rolls.
So yeah, does it... I could click on the article, I guess, but it doesn't tell you his actual process.
I didn't... Look, someone tagged me in a tweet and I was like, listen, I'm not from Suffolk.
Imagine the registration cost, $450.
Yeah.
Assuming he owns them all.
This is interesting because we just did a gig in Wagga and you were Googling the real estate company that we were gigging for.
Yes.
But
yes.
I don't remember you doing any specific...
No.
Came to no avail.
Actually, because I'll say their name. I mean, they were called Fitzpatrick's Real Estate, but Capper kept calling them St. Patrick's.
The best.
Yes. Yeah, that tells you how good the gig went.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but yeah, it went all right.
St. Patrick's.
It was, I just kept saying St. Patrick's.
Yeah.
And then someone said, it's Fitzpatrick's. And I'm like, yeah, same. Both are Irish, but I don't know if Fitzpatrick's is Irish.
Yeah.
I really don't know. That could be Portuguese or something.
Sounds Portuguese.
Yeah.
It's so offensive. You know what I mean? Like, there's no level of respect there. And I was like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
Like some big act come and go, hello, Melbourne, when they're in Brisbane.
Of course.
Oh, man. That's gross.
And, okay, what else? Yeah, I found something else. Rebel Wilson. Oh, before I get into this next one, actually, I will say that we recorded bonus episodes on the way up to WAGA and AMA. Like, we got listeners for the Patreon to ask us anything they wanted. We recorded it on the bonus app. So here's a plug for the Patreon, $5 for bonus episodes a month. It is great. Great value. Killing it.
It is really good. Two great episodes.
Yeah.
Right.
And
four extra episodes a month.
A month?
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work for $5.
Yeah.
It is terrible.
But so what, you're saying you're only getting one subscriber to Patreon?
We do. Yeah. We do actually really enjoy them. Yeah. We love it. We love doing them. And yeah, it's cracker.
And it shows. Oh God, it shows.
Well, because it's honestly, it's free reign. We just say whatever the fuck we want.
The first ones, I wouldn't have paid for them. Yeah. They were terrible.
But now we've really hit a stride, and it's like we talk about shit that either gets censored from the apps or, you know, we've done a lot. We've written stand-up for each other in the past and recorded those and put it up. And yeah, it's real. It's honestly, it's where the real gold lies.
The real deal.
Yeah. Okay, one more on your phone before we get to the hacks. You just Googled Rebel Wilson shares stunning, and then I can click on it, and it's I guess it's...
If someone
photo Rebel Wilson shares stunning photo in bikini after reaching a weight loss goal a month early.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, she's ahead of schedule. Good on her.
And so
goals early.
You read in this article. You were interested because
I wanted to see her in the bikini.
Yeah.
I was like, show us what you got, Rebel. I didn't know. I was like, well, why would they? You know, not saying that it's bad her being in a bikini, but why do they want to show her in a bikini? Is it? Then I saw that she'd lost a lot of weight.
Right,
she's like really skinny now.
Yeah, I saw her. I saw a photo of her today. In fact, just and her face looked very slim.
Yeah,
all right. But there's still no bikini shot in there, which I was kind of disappointed about.
So that was massive clickbait.
Yeah. I got hooked in.
Yeah,
I was like, fucking hell.
God damn! But I'm amazed she reached it a month early. Wow, imagine that. Imagine if I was funny on Instagram like now. You know, imagine reaching that goal. Fuck, I'd be over the moon,
dude. You're already there, bro. Yeah, you're achieving new heights.
Maybe that's you're looking too good. Maybe you got to pile a bit on.
Well, you know, I remember when I was younger and stand-up going, oh, I never want to be, and not that I was floating my own boat or even in the realm of a good-looking comedian. I was like, I'll grow my hair long. And I looked awful, right? Just this awful hair, wore a blue suit, just to make myself look as un-good-looking as possible. So I had to rely on the humor. You know, like that had to be the goal. And I liked that, you know?
Man, this is just a quick story. Sorry, we've got to wrap up soon. But it is crazy that my friend in when I first started stand up, he was a big fan of you.
Oh,
and Ryan Withers. I don't know if you remember Ryan Withers.
Ryan. Yeah.
He was probably Oliver Clark's his biggest fans. And he said, "Man, Oliver Clark's this thing called 6 beers of separation.
Yeah.
Do you have Foxtel?" And I had Foxtel, and we watched the whole series, and it was you meeting Will Arnett within 6 beers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember I hadn't met you, and it was weird. I'd never met you before. I was only a couple of months into stand-up.
Mm.
But it was so weird to see the there were people doing music. Some wanted to meet Good Charlotte or whatever, and they kind of spent their money wisely. But you went this roundabout way through England to America, and then you met Will Arnett, and it seemed nice but also seemed just so weird.
It was weird. And you know, like they create a story arc. Like I literally got myself to the UK because they're like, if you can do that first step, that will join the dots. So they joined the dots. Like it was all set up in terms of, great, you get to the UK, you can stay with a mate there and then then he did actually recommend someone in Vegas and then I went to Vegas, then New York, then LA. And it was great. But yeah, I ran out of money. Like literally they gave me 12 grand to do it back in 2009.
Yeah.
And I ran out of money so quick. And they wouldn't give me any more. Yeah, I was like, well, give me more money and we'll make a better show. You know? But luckily my cameraman was such a lovely dude and he let me stay at his house and, you know, like he was so good.
Right.
Yeah, man, that is crazy.
Crazy story. I was talking about that last night to someone as well. I haven't thought about that in ages.
I remember you guys were trying to write a comedy sketch together, you and Will Arnett. And there was one thing where he ran out of toilet paper and then you give him the toilet paper or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, I remember going, fuck, this must be the weirdest thing ever. Like,
it was so, well, they just go, oh, you know, when you meet up with Will, you do an interview. And I went, oh, man, can we do like a sketch or something? Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, they've agreed to that, but you also have to do an interview. I went, okay, great. So I thought, I'll write a sketch that requires no line learning, and it was all visual based, right?
Yeah.
Of just, yeah, handing the toilet paper, having a good time,
yeah,
being my best friend, and then I leave and he goes, who the fuck was that guy?
Nice. Like, yeah.
It's pretty funny, and he was great, but it was very bizarre. It was so surreal. He's like, what the fuck? Oh, I'm sitting in his passenger seat as he's driving up Hollywood Hills. I'm like, all right. Here I am.
But he was cool with it.
He was great. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he had no idea really what he was doing, but he was getting paid some good cash, I'm sure. Much like everyone on that journey who I had to sit down and interview, they had no idea what was going on. If you got time, one big wig, Bernie Uman, was a big manager in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who he was. I'd had a big day. I had a cold, full-blown cold in Vegas. I go, okay, you got to do one more interview with this guy, Bernie Uman. I went, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking down the strip to meet him at the Golden Nugget, I went, oh, okay, Bernie Uman, don't call him Barney or something. Bert, don't call him Bert. And I fucking called him Bert. And he goes, the fuck is Bert? And he fucking hated my guts.
Really?
It was so tense. Everyone's going, oh. And so he sits down and he was trying to get out of the interview. He goes, I don't want to fucking do this interview. He goes, all right, I'm going to sit down and do this interview as a fucking favor for the producer. You know? I'm like, and then I had to do the interview. And I'm hearing him say this. I'm going, oh, okay.
Tense.
Oh, man, it was brutal.
Because it was like two is extra dry, six beers of separation or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to go around the world in six beers. And I just remember watching that going, man, he's made it. Oh. Like, you know what I mean? Once someone was on TV, you were like, wow, they've made it now.
You know, yeah. I got back and someone goes, oh, one of the producers from Getaway mentioned you and so we've given them your details. I was like, oh, fuck, sweet, Getaway.
Hosting,
that would be great.
Yeah.
Didn't hear a thing. But it seems like that's Australia, right? You get these little Australia opportunities and then they sort of don't go anywhere. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dude. It's a brutal biz.
Yeah.
Brutal biz.
All right. We should roll the dice.
Yeah.
Well, we've gotten to the phones. Let's roll the dice, see what hacks we have to do. Like I said, we had get out of jail free cards last week. Capper and I both did raps about dubious topics. But all right, I'll go first. Let's see what I got to do. It is a 3, which is the Facebook comment or a deep like on a status or a photo. So a random Facebook comment.
You get this one quite a bit, don't you?
I do, and I think I've alienated a lot of acquaintances.
Tell me again what we have to do here.
You don't have to do.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is
just
me. You
don't have to do anything, buddy.
Me.
You're off the hook.
You're off the hook, so just sit back and enjoy the hack.
Right. Do you have any comments that you would like Mike to write maybe on someone's statuses that he...
Oh, okay.
In honor of Oliver, though, I'll put in O and see if anyone comes up. Okay, this guy has definitely not been targeted before.
Oh, so you're literally just writing comments on people's Facebook pages?
Yes.
Yeah. On a post they've put up, right?
Yeah, but Capper gets to tell me what the... And his most recent post was 6 days ago. I guess he says being anti-vax is a personality disorder. So he's political, and, you know, he's really,
really
a real tell it like it is. But he lives in England now. He runs, I used to know him in Perth. He lives in England and runs a ping pong franchise bar.
Wow.
You know, that there's like
co-owned by Susan Sarandon.
Is it?
No, but I know she owns one in New York.
Oh, right. It might be. I forget the name of it, but yeah, I wouldn't have seen this dude in maybe 15 years, 12, 15 years. And I just know he runs a ping pong club in the UK.
Right.
And yeah, so that was...
So he wrote the status, what is it?
Being anti-vax is a personality disorder. And already, you know when you see more comments than likes? It's obviously he's... you know, triggered some people there. But I could go deeper because that was only from 6 days ago.
What if you commented on that? Fuck you. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Wow. Just really nasty.
Yeah,
I like
it. Can you write that?
Have the ones in the past been that nasty or is it a bit more subtle?
I mean, that one seems like real real harsh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
But is this... Mike doesn't want to do that one at all.
Well, no, because it's like 6 days ago. It's anti-vaxxer, but there's one. He's posted something on 19th of March, 2018, which that would be a funnier comment on, where he says, "I'm only just coming to terms with the fact that some people call it Saint Paddy's Day instead of Saint Paddy, D-D-Y instead of T-T-Y. There truly is evil in the world." So do you want on an anti-vax thing, are you out of your fucking mind, or do you want on something about St. Paddy's Day being spelt incorrectly?
Bro, I like the fact that you're going back to a very old post. I find that very funny that you're commenting and you've had to scroll through like that going, he scrolled back through my entire thing.
Okay, let's keep in the aggression thing because it isn't a good joke. He's like, I just found St. Patrick's Day or whatever.
Yeah.
What if you comment on that? This is a shit joke. Fuck you.
What is with the aggression?
That's just so aggressive.
I know.
This is a shit joke.
Okay.
She's in a mood today.
Yeah.
This is a shit joke.
Usually it's something like, I went to bed or, you know, but now it's like, fuck you, cunt. I'll fucking murder your family.
Did you chat to your parents today or something?
No. I'm actually in a real good mood.
Okay. This is a shit joke.
Fuck you.
All right. On his post from 19th of March, 2018, where he's complaining about the spelling of St. Paddy's Day, this is a shit joke. Fuck you. There it is.
Do you get people to like it or do you just kind of...
Well, the thing is, it'll pop up in people's feeds.
Yeah,
because, you know, and then obviously he'll get the notification.
Oh, that's great.
But because there's no other comments on it, what happens usually with these things is that, you know, everyone who's in the comment thread will get a notification as well. Mm. But this is, I'll let this sit and I'll see how he responds because he's obviously in a different time zone. And this is a shit joke. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Cat.
Like, how dare you put out a shit joke?
Yeah. Hey. From 2018, March of 2018.
I can't believe I had to read that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a three as well.
Three as well.
Oh, man.
All right. So, Cap, get into the phone, get on Facebook, find someone totally random, and let's go put an O again for Ollie, and then someone, you know, not connected to comedy preferably, or that doesn't know we do the podcast. Actually, I have something different. This is we've targeted Australian Mensa before on the show.
Right.
You're familiar with Mensa?
Yeah.
So it's a group of geniuses, and Capper has commented something on their page before which said, like, do you think the government created thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles, right? And they responded. They, like, legitimately responded to his query. Right. Yeah. And they sent some picture of a fucking weird emblem to him or something. So if we want to go back to Australian Mensa, their Facebook page, ooh, Capper, are you there?
Can I take a piss quick?
Yeah, dude.
I know we're in the middle, but...
I'll get him to put this out.
Okay, great. Where is it?
Just through there to the right. All right, so on the Australian Mensa page, Capper, find, I guess, a post, or you just go to community, and we could do it after, depending on when.
Mensa.
Yeah. So it should come up in your search, because we definitely targeted them on your phone before. Might have been in the Zoom days.
Mensa, Australian Mensa, yes.
Yeah. So either comment on a post, and I want you to ask them, or if you go into community.
Yes.
Just say, is it true that little people have night vision?
Well, it's just got so many, it's going here. Did you know Australian Mensa offers financial support to gifted children and students with free grants offered yearly?
Yeah.
They are financed with the revenues from a bequest, our investment fund, and generous donations from Mensa members.
And is there comments on that, or people?
No, there is. Oh, there's no one commenting on it.
Yeah.
There is one that's got like...
So he's on, OC is back. He's on the Australian Mensa page.
Oh, this one's pretty good.
Okay.
So Australian Mensa, we often get asked, what do you do in Mensa? Do you just meet to play chess or something? We meet and we have a lot of fun. For example, this was Team Mensa yesterday, ready for our virtual reality action in zero latencies Far Cry world.
Okay. So that's good. Just comment on that.
Photos of them all in VR. They probably all know how it works.
Dweebs. Just turbo.
They invented it.
Yeah. Of course.
Dweebs.
So on that, I want you to comment. Yeah. Dear Mensa, is it true little people have night vision? Pretty good.
Yes, what a great fact. I heard on the grapevine.
And I love that he's just, his way of verifying is by asking the Australian Mentor Facebook page.
I've never thought of doing that, but what a great go-to. Yeah. I mean, if Google doesn't have it.
I know. Or you can even, instead of Dear Mentor, Dear Geniuses. Yeah.
Oh, they would love it though. It's just stroking their ego. Hey, they might be geniuses, but they still got egos. You know, without a doubt. That's why they're part of a club.
Yeah.
You know, showcases their genius.
Of course.
They want the attention.
Oh, dude, it's just elitism.
Elitism to the max.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Dear Geniuses or Dear Mentor, yeah, is it true little
Someone
people?
Commented, intelligence, all I see is conformity.
Oh, brilliant. That's actually better than what I came up
with. I'm like, fuck, we got to get that person as a guest.
Is there alternative phone hacks out there that's doing better shit than we are? Yeah.
Computer
hacks. Is that up? Did you put it up?
Yes, I put it up.
All right.
Damn.
So make sure you screenshot that and then hopefully get some traction, man, like the last one did.
That is brutal.
Awesome.
Ollie, so I have a pre-planned hack for you, my friend.
Okay. And can I just say before I'm taking a squirt in the toilet there, the shower's right next door, but there was a squeegee. Like literally a car wash squeegee.
Yeah.
Who's squeegeeing themselves? They bathe
Capper like an elephant in there.
Or do they get one of the guys at the lights
they used to put me in the car wash.
That's how the hair ends up like that, right?
They said no animals. No, I think it's just to squeegee the glass because they got the glass thing.
Makes sense.
So, OC, you're.
So you can see people urinate.
Yeah.
Yeah. The option for you, and you actually touched on it before because I was thinking about it, you know, what can I do for OC?
Being funny on Insta.
Well, this is, I think eventually when you reveal it's a hack, it'll be funny on Insta.
Yeah,
because it is, I found a club in Cairns. It's called the Woolshed. And the great thing is they didn't put a date on this, but they have a night called Wet Wednesday. So there's the. It's Wet Wednesday. It says Wet T-shirt contest at midnight, and they also on Wet Wednesday have the world famous goldfish racing. And there's no date, but I want you to post that, and then the caption is "Travel and gigs are back, and so is OC." Super pumped to be going up to Cairns next week to host this naughty little show.
I'll put that up.
Fuck yes,
that's fantastic.
Where's the photo?
I just sent it to you.
Great.
So that's I sent it to you on Facebook Messenger, and I'll forward you that caption as well. So I think Insta. Yeah.
Yeah, I do most of it, if I'm doing anything.
And then see, obviously leave it up for a while. And then the good thing about Insta is you can do the edit in the caption and then just say it.
This,
yeah, so an hour we usually say. We've plugged so much already. Get across our Patreon. We're back doing gigs. Capper and I are at the Comics Lounge end of December, the week before Christmas, I should say. And OC, you got so much going on, man. You got
I've got the two shows at the Luau. That's just before Christmas, and then I'm holidaying for a bit, and then brings in the new year. But yeah, I will have an official Spotify playlist up very shortly, which will have infomercial along with
it. Huge in El Salvador.
Yeah. Huge in El Salvador. Yeah. And if anything, they know music.
They do. And yes. You have the you know, wet t-shirt.
And I've got the wet t-shirt. Fuck, I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, you can put it up after. Thank you so much, OC. One of the best.
What a pleasure.
Thanks again. Cap, is that it?
Yeah, see you around.
All right.
Catch you soon.
See ya. Bye. Phone hacks.